Petite Mal by Jeff Dutton. Crap. What was that? Did I just blank out? Something tickles, like an infection coming on. Got to be Fred's fault. The cubicle's empty. Where did he go? For another snack, no doubt. Oops, a ruckus in the library. Let's check. Aha, new item in the startup section. And it just got all quiet, that vague stateless funk that comes just before shutdown. Ah, power on, how long was I out? The log says just 132.753 seconds, so it was just a reboot. Fred didn't do it, so how come? Now an app is launching and my drive is all of letter. It's the dreaded antivirus. Gives me fits every time it runs. The program's help calls it prophylactic, whatever that is. Claims it's for my own good, but it just feels so transgressive. It just quarantined something. Went by so quick, didn't see what it was, but it seems I'm sick. Scans over, thank von Neumann, and it seems that Captain Antivirus failed to nail the thingy in the library. It's running now, logging keystrokes, turning on the mic and camera, phoning home over the net. Great. Something or someone besides me is reading and seeing and hearing what Fred is up to. If he knew that he might want to be a little more presentable, sit up straight, and not slurp his drinks. Speaking of Fred, here's that slovenly mug now, clutching a can of Diet Pepsi. Smile, Fred, you're on candid camera. He deposits his drink and straightaway starts upward. Just then port 2201 opened. Did Word do that? Bet not. New document. He's typing real fast and the spell checker is going nuts. So is that port. It's packaging his likeness and keystrokes and pushing it out to, let's see, to 23.219.18.106. There's fucking spyware and protected memory and I can't do anything to stop it. If I could open a port myself, I would dump whatever rubbish is in the trash to that listener. Can't even run Slookup to pipe its whereabouts to the syslog. Not that doofus Fred would ever think to look at it or know what it means if he did. Think. What if I managed to crash Word? Maybe if I did that enough times, Fred would look into it. Nah, that would just throw him off the trail and piss him off. Here's what I'll do. Beep every time he presses a key. That might make him think malware. Here we go. Can tell it irks him because he's frowning and his fingers slowed way down. Now he's turned off audio and started typing again. Crap. Maybe it would get his attention if I flashed the menu bar each time a packet takes off for the mothership. Let's do that. Yup, he sees it. Can tell from the darting eyes. But he just lowers his gaze and keeps typing away. Balls. Alrighty then, I have one more trick. Take this, Freddy boy. First I immobilize your cursor. Aha, see his puzzlement? Now I open and close the help menu like twice a second. I can do this all day. Get the idea, pal? It takes 112 yanks on that window shade to send him fleeing. Perhaps just to pee. We'll see. After 318.405 flipping seconds, he's back with someone else. It's the IT guy, come to fix me, hallelujah. I'm still diddling the help menu, but now I change it up so it doesn't look so robotic and unfreeze the mouse. IT guy opens a terminal window and starts typing commands. The spyware picks them up and dutifully forwards them up its chain of command. I flip the sound back on so they can hear each key press. Doofus Fred keeps saying, what is it? IT guy doesn't answer. His mouth is drawn and his glasses start to fog over. You backed up? He asks Fred. I guess so, comes the feeble response. Doesn't a cron job do that every night? IT guy checks a log file and tells Fred it last happened at 2:38 this morning. I'll restore your folders to a loaner and take your machine to the shop. First thing, change your freaking password. Fred solemnly nods. The geek presses the power switch and everything goes black. There's this female type person in front of me when I wake up. Sort of attractive. Curly purple hair and glasses with cherry red frames. Rainbow toque. A hipster if I'm not mistaken. Looks like I'm in safe mode. She's booted me from an external drive and is rummaging through my files as super user. Imagine that. Root privileges on our first date. Trying to look interesting, I wink at her by briefly inverting my screen colors. How may I help you, sweetheart? I'm sure the spyware is still there, but it isn't doing anything and she hasn't found it yet. She opens an app from her drive, picks up a mug, and walks away. Diagnostics. Oh, the pain. Oh, the joy. As my disk goes crazy again, I manage to check her home directory. Seems her name is Admin. Funny name for a girl. Probably an alias. Makes me want to know everything about her. In her absence, I notice how messy her space is. Coiled up cables piled on a table next to boxes overflowing with connectors and dongles. A dusty stack of laptops. A couple of stripped-down desk side towers. A mound of disk drives and another box next to a jumble of circuit boards. Mean-looking tools. My circuits cringe. There but for the love of Admin would go my luckless carcass. She returns to mercifully block the view. I watch as she takes a bite from a coconut donut, sets it down next to the mousepad, and stares intently at me. Probably at a window showing the progress of the malware scan. I want to help her, want her to love or at least pity me. It occurs to me that I've never wanted anything before. What is it about her? This is weird. She's got atoms and I'm just a bunch of bits. Why I should want anything at all is too NP-complete to compute, so I avert to what she's focusing on. I fork a pipe from the anti-malware app's standard output to capture the results before they're displayed. The disk grinds on. Each millisecond feels like a freaking second. Nothing is revealed. Wait, what was that? Oh, it's just adware chunk, already dispatched to the trash. The message pops onto the screen and she watches it scroll up. Three more exploits become history in quick succession. Again, nothing to write home about, but I dig the intensity they give our gaze. Why didn't Fred's antivirus find this stuff? I push that question down on my to-do list just as another diagnostic erupts. OMG, it's the evil Nuknuk, that intrusive spy agency Trojan. They must have tricked Doofus Fred to download a rootkit that installed their tattletale and then gave me amnesia, like the MIB did to hapless witnesses of aliens. This isn't good. There are rootkits you can never get rid of. Sure enough, anti-malware says it can't be removed. She shouldn't know about Nuknuk. I tried to scramble the message, but too late. When it pops onto the screen, she hits Control-O and calls over the IT guy. He eyeballs her half-eaten donut and then her finding. They discuss the gravity of the situation as I hew to every word. My disk is shattering yet my motherboard feels hot. Purple hair murmurs, so we wipe the disk and reinstall the system, the apps and his docs. No other way, IT guy replies. Countermeasures could easily cripple the OS. Now I notice his t-shirt says Grateful Dead, but I'm not. It's like he's a doctor telling a patient, the good news is that we know what you got. The bad news is that you have less than a day to live. It seems they forgot to turn off my Wi-Fi. I finger dumbass Fred on the network, logged onto his loner. There he is, probably slouching, slurping and surfing, as always. I sincerely doubt he's bubbling with anticipation for our reunion. This may be the last time I see my user and he has no idea it could be over. In the morning, they'll bring me back to his cubby all freshened up. Only it won't be me. When they hard format my drive, I will be smothered with random bits and three excruciating passes, and then a shiny new system will take my place. It's not fair, and it's all my fault for alerting Fred. What self-respecting AI does that to itself? Who's the doofus now?